And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 26th of November, 2014. It's the birthday of the Theater of the Absurd playwright Eugene Ionesco, born in Slatina, Romania, 1909, but raised in Paris. And then at the age of 13, the family returned to Bucharest. He hated Bucharest. He felt confused there. Nazism was on the rise all around him. Once he was watching a German military parade. He watched a lieutenant rush up to a peasant who was standing nearby and slapped him and shouted at him for not removing his hat when he saw the Nazi flag. Ionesco said, "My thoughts were not yet organized or coherent at that age, but I had feelings, a certain humanism, and I found these things inadmissible. The worst thing of all was to be different from everyone else. Could I be right and the whole country wrong?" And that feeling led to Ionesco's lifelong struggle against authority. He turned to playwriting because, he said, it more easily allowed him to contradict himself. His first play was a one-act, an anti-play. He called it The Bald Soprano, an absurdist farce, no plot, the characters spoke in random non sequiturs, making fun of everything. It debuted in 1950, 2 years before Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot. Eugene Ionesco was happily married for 58 years, lived in a Paris apartment, had many friends and colleagues, Hemingway, Picasso, Jean-Paul Sartre, Henry Miller, Juan Miró, and Max Ernst. Ionesco said, "My work has been essentially a dialogue with death, asking him why. Why?" It's the birthday of the writer Marilyn Robinson, born in Sandpoint, Idaho, 1943, author of many highly acclaimed novels, Housekeeping, Gilead, and Home. Marilyn Robinson, who said, "I grew up with the confidence that the greatest privilege was to be alone and have all the time you wanted. That was the cream of existence. I owe everything that I have done to the fact that I am very much at ease being alone. It's a good predisposition in a writer, and books are good company. Nothing is more human than a book." And it's the birthday of the science writer Jonathan Weiner, born New York City, 1953. His first book, Planet Earth, a companion volume to the Emmy-winning PBS television series. His latest book, Long for This World, The Strange Science of Immortality. Here's a poem for today by Raymond Carver entitled The Window. A storm blew in last night and knocked out the electricity. When I looked through the window, the trees were translucent, bent, and covered with rime. A vast calm lay over the countryside. I knew better, but at that moment I felt I'd never in my life made any false promises nor committed so much as one indecent act. My thoughts were virtuous. Later on that morning, of course, electricity was restored. The sun moved from behind the clouds, melting the hoarfrost, and things stood as they had before. Raymond Carver's poem, The Window, from Ultramarine, published by Vintage, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.